When the ball hit the post in the 36th minute, it was too much for Sam. He looked like he was going to explode. "Do something, you ninnies," he shouted, jumping from one foot to another. "Don't just stand there. You're not in a museum." "Calm down, Sam," said the fans. "You'll have a heart attack." In fact, one player was paying attention. Fat Bob was playing the match of his life, using his body to bounce rival players off the ball, sweating and shouting at his teammates until the first half was over. The fans were quiet and gloomy. Æthelflæd tried to give some encouragement. "Well," she said, "it could be worse. We could be losing by 4 or 5 goals, but we only need to score 2, and then we're champions." "Our Ethel, as clever as always," answered Sam sarcastically. "And as you're such an expert, can you tell everybody how we're going to score 2 goals if we don't have the ball?" "Take it easy, Sam," replied Samantha. "It's not her fault, is it?" Æthelflæd decided to keep quiet for the rest of the match. Soon there was a noise from the visiting fans, and the Maidstone players ran out of the tunnel, jumping and preparing for the second half. They looked confident, determined. Behind them, heads down, came the Davingstock players.
"Look at you! Is this your gran's funeral?" shouted Sam. "Are we going to have another 45 minutes of this? Do something! This is like boys against men."
But the second half of the match started in exactly the same way as the first. Just 2 minutes later, Dean had to block the ball. Then, a few minutes later, a Davingstock player fell down. His ankle was hurting.
"Excuses! He doesn't want to play," said Sam sarcastically. "It won't make much difference. They're all awful."
"The butcher's starting to get on my nerves," whispered Samantha to her friends. "I'm going to be vegetarian next week."
The nurses were treating the injured player on the ground when people began to hear a noise. Heads began to look up. It was the sound of an aircraft. Players, fans, everybody was pointing and waving up at the sky. A helicopter suddenly appeared above the stadium and then slowly came down onto the football field. With the whole stadium watching, the doors opened and Ayan appeared.